From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Doctors in Tucson say they remain guarded about the condition of Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who's being treated for a bullet wound to the head. Dr. Michael LaMole, her neurosurgeon, says notwithstanding the nature of her injuries, the 40-year-old Congresswoman has remained alert and responsive.
It's week to week, month to month, and I know everyone wants to hear new results every day. But as long as we don't backslide and as long as she holds her own, that's good. That keeps us hopeful.
Giffords was among 19 people shot at a supermarket in Tucson on Saturday. Six of the victims were killed. Hundreds of mourners gathered at a church where the youngest victim of the Arizona rampage was baptized and sang in the choir. Tucson's bishop called it a mass of healing for the community. The church is located just blocks from where the shootings took place. Meantime, the family of the alleged gunman has issued a statement expressing its sorrow for all of the victims. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
In a brief statement, the family of Jared Loeffner says, "There are no words that can possibly express how we feel. We wish that there were so that we could make you feel better. We don't understand why this happened." It goes on saying, "The Loeffner family wishes they could change the heinous events of Saturday." The statement comes as Tucson prepares for a series of memorial services and funerals for the victims. The Arizona legislature approved an emergency measure banning protests at the funerals of the victims. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, Tucson.
Nearing the end of a tour of Persian Gulf countries, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton spent some time in Yemen on Tuesday. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, Yemen is a country that has counterterrorism experts worried.
Secretary Clinton met with Yemen's president to talk about ways to deny sanctuary to al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. But her visit was also aimed at, as she put it, rebalancing the relationship to address Yemen's many other problems: poverty, dwindling water and oil supplies, and child marriage.
Yemen has announced a number of reforms that we in the international community look forward to supporting in the economic, social, and political sectors.
She reconnected with an 11-year-old who escaped a brutal marriage. Clinton called the girl an inspiration. She also met with civil society activists at a feisty town hall meeting where they aired their concerns about their lack of rights. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, traveling with the secretary.
Former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson has been appointed a special envoy for the Organization of American States. OAS Secretary General Jose Miguel Insulza says Richardson's mission will be decided within a few weeks. Richardson held a similar post with the OAS in 2006, but left a year later to run for president. He was also the UN ambassador and energy secretary under former President Clinton. This is NPR News. Supreme Court Justice Elena Kagan has delivered her first majority opinion, siding with a credit card company in a bankruptcy case. NPR's Nina Totenberg has the story.
The dispute involved the 2005 bankruptcy law enacted by Congress to ensure that people who file for bankruptcy pay part of their debt if they can afford it. Lower courts have reached different conclusions in calculating debtors' disposable income under the law. In this case, a Nevada man named Jason Ransom, in filling out the standardized forms, claimed the standard $471 monthly car payment, even though he owned his car free and clear. The credit card company objected, and the Supreme Court agreed. Writing for an 8-justice majority, Justice Kagan said that Ransom could not claim the allowance to defray his debt repayment because he had no car payments at all. Justice Antonin Scalia was the lone dissenter, contending that the standardized calculation method permitted such anomalies in order to free courts from making such case-by-case determinations. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
The last doctor to treat late pop star Michael Jackson has been ordered to stand trial for involuntary manslaughter. Dr. Conrad Murray is scheduled for a January 25th court hearing, where his trial date is to be set. Murray could face up to 4 years in prison if convicted. Coroners ruled in 2009 that Jackson's death was caused by acute intoxication from the anesthetic propofol and other sedatives. U.S. stocks edged slightly higher following a positive report on consumer spending. The Dow added 34 points. The Nasdaq gained 9. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News from Washington.